The following is an AUFans.com production. War Eagle.
Touchdown, Auburn! Touchdown, Auburn!
Oh, yeah! War Eagle, baby! It is on! Woo!
This is Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay.
Somewhere.
Real Auburn fans bleed orange and blue. What about you? And now, your hosts, Stan Stevens and Jay Webb for AUFans.com.
Welcome, everybody, and War Eagle. I am your host, Stan Stevens.
And I'm your host, Jay Webb, and this is Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay.
Well, wow, Jay, you know, I think I know what you were doing right there.
What? Doing? What do you mean?
Well, you sound a little, should I say, Australian?
Perhaps I do.
Well, and I think that's part of the lead in to this week's game. A big win by Auburn Tigers, and make no mistake about that, we are 3-0.
Yeah.
After beating the Kansas State Wildcats in their home stadium, and it was a big, if not impressive, win by media standards. Yeah. We'll get in that in a minute, but that accent, I believe, if you know, early in the game, after Auburn had received the opening kickoff, we drove it out to about midfield, and we stalled one of the many, many punts of the first half. And we brought in a kid that hadn't played all year, an Australian punter, I think probably because he's probably had, that has that soccer style of punting the football. And
he used it that night too.
Well, as a matter of fact, he did, because the snap went through the young man's hands. He ran back. I mean, and this could have been a disaster just to start the game. He runs back, he picks the ball up, and on the run, like an Australian style kick, kicks the punt down inside, I think inside the 15. The kid's name is
Matthew Scheel, number 85.
And he's from somewhere in Australia.
I can't remember the name of the city or the township, or whatever.
But it wasn't a big city. But no. But anyway, Jay,
that was pretty awesome. The guy did a great job.
He did to get that ball off and not get either get tackled or get the punt blocked. So, of course, now Jay, that kind of started. That was kind of an ominous beginning, if you will, of the kind of night it turned out to be. We didn't look as sharp. And that's kind of putting it mildly on the offensive side of things. The defense played pretty well, but as you watch the game unfold, first of all, Kansas State, I'm hoping, Jay, they're maybe more athletic than maybe people were giving them credit for, because they stuffed the run. We could not run the football. We had two or three big plays that would have opened up the whole game for us, and at least two of them would have been probably sure touchdowns. Nick Marshall overthrew Sammy Coates on a fly go route, just beyond his outreach hands. And then late in the second quarter, Duke Williams, had a ball in his hands that he just dropped, and he may not have scored, but he was behind the defender. But if you get two scores there, the halftime score is 21-7, and things are looking a lot different than they turned out to be.
Yeah, but absolutely.
You know, you go in at half, and you're barely up. Now, granted, Kansas State had their miscues, Jay. They turned the ball over. They had the ball on our 2-yard line, or inside the two, through a well-executed pass that just bounced off their leading receiver's hand up in the air, and Jonathan Jones, who was trailing the play. He was beat. Of course, he was alert enough to look up and intercept the ball. But and then the poor kicker. I didn't realize that Alabama's kicker from a year ago, Cade Foster, had one more year eligibility, and he was kicking for Kansas State. Jay, no,
that guy had a bad night.
Well, he did, and honestly, he missed. And nothing personal to my Bama fans. just kidding there. But the kid, he missed three really makeable field goals.
Yeah.
And, you know, if he kicks any of those three, the game's even tighter than it ended up being. So, a lot of people have been concerned, what happened to Auburn, and I mean, I watched the game, I've watched, the tape again. And there was a lot of different plays, and I'm not going to go through them in this podcast, but there's a lot of plays where one guy gets beat, and that one guy that got beat, his man comes in and makes the play to stuff that running game.
Yeah.
And as the as everybody said, the announcers, I mean, it had been a long time since Auburn's rushing attack had been shut down like that. So am I alarmed by that? No. I think Coach Malzahn, I'm sure since they got back in Auburn, they've been addressing, the issues that they had that night. We got honestly, and I'll mention more of this later, but I think folks have been on Nick a little bit about his throwing. But I mean, I watched the guy, and then of course Jay, one of the best passes ever was that third and nine to end the game. I mean, the game, Kansas State's kind of got the momentum in the crowd, and it's third and nine. They're out of timeouts. If you run the ball, you're probably not going to get the first, but you're going to run off another 40, 50 seconds, even though they're going to get the ball back with, maybe a little over a minute or so. But you have a chance right there if you throw it to maybe win the game. And Coach Malzahn and them dialed up that long pass to Duke Williams, perfect throw, though. I mean, absolutely pressure-packed, perfect throw by Nick Marshall. And then Duke Williams, that was a great catch. And he had several great catches, by the way, in the second half. He caught that touchdown in the corner of the end zone. And so, but, I mean, when you had to have it, game on the line, Nick Marshall puts the ball right there. Duke pulls it in for the first down, and that ended the game. So,
and, that really didn't surprise me that much because Nick Marshall seems to do extremely well under serious pressure, like the game is on the line kind of pressure.
Well,
he seems to do really well under that.
Well, and that's what Coach Malzahn said later on the weekend when they were interviewing him about Nick. And he said, and if you go back, starting with Mississippi State last year, Jay, we're down and we have to drive the length of the field. And with like 14, 10 seconds, whatever it was, when he hits, CJ Uzomah for the go-ahead touchdown. And, I mean, of course, the Georgia game. Throughout the season, Nick in the clutch is really – he's really a big-time player in the clutch now.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Jeremy Johnson, as I think the fans would. I think Jeremy Johnson's a great quarterback. But Nick, and he even showed it on a couple of the runs why he's running that offense. But, I think maybe we'll see more of Jeremy Saturday against Louisiana Tech. But finish up the Kansas State game. I mean, it was a hard-fought game against a good opponent. Jay, I forget what they said their record was at home, but – In that stadium, I mean, it was, it's a lot of wins versus just a few losses in there, in the Snyder home, a family stadium. And so, make no mistake about it. It wasn't, like I say, always pretty, but it was a big win, and that game will help Auburn, down the road. So, and then, again, we have, we have Louisiana Tech Saturday for homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
This is a game that, we should be, favored big, and we probably will be, we are favored, obviously, big. Louisiana Tech right now, Jay, is 2-2. They started out the season They lost to Oklahoma. But then they came back and beat Louisiana Lafayette and North Texas, two decent football teams, and beat those two teams pretty handily. Now, they did have a setback, and I'm going to say they were looking ahead to the Auburn game when they played Northwestern State last week, and they did get beat, upset 30-27. So yeah. I'm sure the La Tech folks and coaching staff worked those guys extra just for that. But, I mean, there's no question, Auburn is a lot more talented than Louisiana Tech. And honestly, Jay, if we go out, play hard, don't look past La Tech, I mean, we should win going away. And as a matter of fact, my prediction this week.
Let's hear it.
Auburn 52, La Tech 24. Yeah,
all
so
right. Well, we'll see how it goes.
Well, and it's a 3 o'clock game. It's homecoming, and it's on the SEC network. So
tune in.
Yes, because we do want to, and hopefully there'll be a big crowd that will travel, even though it's a televised game, and it's maybe a little less than stellar named opponent, but every week, Jay, if you don't bring your A game to these types of games, this is why you see these upsets, and you're watching a game, they cut in, hey, so and so is about to lose to Polly Wally State over here, because I mean, you just can't let down La Tech. Yeah. This is going to be a Super Bowl to them. I mean, how excited would those kids be coming in fifth ranked team in the nation? So Auburn will need to take care of business. And I believe, Jay, you have got a top 10 list.
That is right. I've put together another top 10 list for us this week.
Reasons why we will beat Louisiana, a.k.a. La Tech.
But you know what, Stan? I have got to have music.
Okay.
So are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Here we go. All right. Now I'm into the groove. Okay. The top 10 reasons that Auburn will beat L.A. Tech. La Tech. It's reason number 10, it's Auburn's homecoming. So yeah. Who loses their homecoming game?
Well, we haven't in a long time.
It's been a long time. Actually, LA number 9, LA Tech, La Tech is coming to Jordan-Hare Stadium, probably to a sold-out crowd of over 87,000 people.
Wow.
A very loud 87,000. So La Tech might just go home with some hearing loss. Auburn will win this game because they're used to it. Reason number 8. After a team has a tough game like this past weekend with Kansas State, where they, where they don't play as well as they could have or maybe should have, the coaches will have some straightening up to do. So corrections will need to be made, and believe you me, Coach Malzahn will take care of all of that.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
And probably has already.
Yeah,
so reason number 7, Auburn will put more points on the scoreboard.
That never gets old, Jay. That's solid.
Reason number 6, a Tiger will trounce a Bulldog in a fight any day.
I like that. Right. Yeah, I agree with that.
This is taking way too long. I'm going to fast forward through the rest of these. Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, listen, we need a drum roll. Drum roll, right. Please, for number 1.
Okay. Here we go. And reason number 1, the Auburn Tigers will win this football game against Louisiana Tech, is that the Auburn Tigers have not lost a homecoming game to a non-SEC team since 1928.
Oh, wow.
It was 6-0 Clemson.
Man, some of my listeners were just mere children back then. So, that's brutal, yeah. Well, all right. Brutal may it be. Let's move forward, Jay. We're going to do a little recapping of last week's action around the conference.
All right, let's hear it.
Let's see. We'll just kind of take these at random. Bama looked mighty impressive minus their turnovers. I don't think there's any question they found a quarterback in Tuscaloosa. All these naysayers that didn't care for Blake Sims and even Lane Kiffin as offensive coordinator. Boy, I tell you what, they showed what they could do last week. Also, Florida showed that This is probably Coach Muschamp's last team. It was 42-21, and it was actually 21 up. And much like we did against Arkansas, Bama kind of turned it on from that point and just blew Florida out. I mean, like I say, that you know, the Cooper and Blake Sims were pretty unstoppable. Georgia did a number on Troy, 66-0. Jay, the only thing we learned in that game is that Coach Blakeney may be calling the moving van quicker than Coach Muschamp. Troy looks really, really bad. And also in the boy, I've got egg on my face department, Indiana Hoosiers, a great basketball school.
Yeah.
Not really known for too much football prowess, comes in to Columbia, Missouri, and upsets the previously unbeaten Missouri Tigers. That was quite the upset. That's kind of a black eye on the SEC for that game. Now, South Carolina traveled to Nashville and had a little bit of trouble subduing the Vanderbilt Commodores, who I think, if you've listened to any of these earlier broadcasts, you know how much I've trashed Vandy. I'd actually like to see Vandy turned around. Again, I like Coach Mason, but they've just really looked. But they, you know, South Carolina didn't run off and hide. They ended up finally beating them 48-34. Now, I got to add, though, Jay, there was two Vanderbilt kickoffs for touchdowns. So special teams. And if I might just interject something I forgot to mention, talking about our game against Kansas State right here. It's my show, right? Our show.
You can say whatever you want.
Well, thank you.
Well, not say whatever you want.
But I mean, well, and if you go back and look at our film, our kicking, you know, Carlson did well. He kicked the only field goal. But we had breakdowns, Jay, on like three different punts that I can guarantee you has been addressed this week in practice. I mean, we had – and I think on a kickoff it almost went. So anyway, but on back on to the ACC, Arkansas, they just dominated Northern Illinois, and they continue to look very impressive after. I'm glad we played them in week one. Texas A&M, of course, beat SMU. I'm not sure what they proved by playing SMU, but they trounced SMU. And the other really big game last week, and I wanted to call this game, but I didn't, Mississippi State upset LSU at Tiger Stadium. Now, I don't know if you watched the game, how much of an upset it was. I mean, Mississippi State just dominated this game for like 56 and a half minutes. And then Mississippi State did everything they could do, Jay, to try to let Coach Miles, the Mad Hatter, back into the game. I mean, snaps over the head. Of course, they went for it down on fourth down when they could have probably kicked a chip shot field goal to make it 37-16, and they didn't. And then, you know, they put LSU put in this true freshman quarterback, and he got them right down the field. And honestly, at the last play of the game, LSU threw a kind of a, you know, what they call the Hail Mary pass to actually could have stolen the victory. So it was unbelievable. Man. I mean, that's the thing that would worry me about Coach Mullen. It just seems like, boy, they can snatch, you know, victory out of, you know, or defeat out of the jaws of victory, or however how that goes. But
sounds like a last year's Auburn team.
Well, yeah, except we were actually the ones doing the snatching.
Yeah,
and
we
winning,
were snatching
but,
several of those.
You know, but
I loved it.
It was great. So that was recapping last week, and again, to look forward to this week, we've got Mississippi State, Florida, and Bama are all open. So whoa, they'll all check up, you know, they'll all, you know, pick up a big win over open this week. And then, but you got,
and who's
you got,
left?
Well, you got two or three really big, you know, big games, I think. It's going to be interesting to see what Tennessee can do going into Georgia. Now, I think the dogs had a week off. I think that that's going to be tough for Tennessee going in Athens. I think this is an improved Tennessee team. But going into Athens, Georgia, Jay, unfortunately, I think the dogs by probably at least 10.
Okay.
All right. You give Jeremy Pruitt an extra week for his defense, and you know, that's how I see that one going. But you've got Vandy in Kentucky. I think Kentucky wins that. LSU plays New Mexico State. Again, that'll be a tune-up of sorts, getting ready to come to Auburn.
Yeah.
Another big game, Missouri, trying to bounce back after, you know, that embarrassment at home. To Indiana plays South Carolina in Columbia. Columbia, South Carolina. Memphis and Ole Miss. You know, you got to like the Rebels to beat Memphis in that one. The I guess the big game, other than the Auburn La Tech, is the Arkansas Texas A&M. I think that's a CBS game, 2:30 from Arlington, Texas. Now, I believe that's going to actually be an Arkansas considered an Arkansas home game, and I'm assuming, and I didn't research this probably like I should have, but I think they're probably playing. And maybe Dallas's, you know, stadium. You know, Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, you know, is an Arkansas grad. So, It wouldn't surprise me if Arkansas is the home team in that game. Now, of course, most people are picking, like I am, you know, Texas A&M right now would be probably in my top four that I've seen in the country.
Yeah,
I like Arkansas's offense a lot to run the ball. I think this game's going to be closer than people think, Jay. I do like Texas A&M to probably win it maybe by 7, you know, late. But I think Arkansas is going to move that football and put up their, you know, put up plenty of points as well. So,
all right. Well, so we'll see.
That's this week. And, of course, you know, the following week, and we'll talk about this next week, obviously. But October 4th weekend is full of huge games. So these kind of set the stage, you know, for the fourth. But that pretty much wraps up, you know, a look at last week's SEC games and this coming weekend's game. So you know, that Jay, that says it all right there about the conference.
All right, well, do you have any shout outs for this week?
As a matter of fact, I do, Jay.
Awesome.
This week happens to be, oddly enough, Lisa shout out week.
Huh?
Well, I've got a couple of Lisas in mind. My two of my good friends, Lisa Burgess and her husband Jeff, have been faithful listeners every week for the last 3 years. And I mean, faithful, Jay, because they suffered through that first year of 3-9.
Oh,
and
that one.
You know, where you know, me and Vic and of course Lisa, you know, she would they kept looking for answers like I did that first year, and we basically came up with none. And then my good friend Lisa Weeks, who was kind enough last year, Jay, to bring me back a program from the national championship game. And
cool.
Lisa, I hadn't forgotten that I still owe you $25. But anyway, so anyway, the two big AUFan.com listeners, this is Lisa Week. Get it? See, because Lisa Weeks.
And, I got that.
Yeah, I know you did. So,
well, Stan, I can tell there's something kind of on your mind.
Well,
you got something that's eating at you.
Yeah. Jay, a little bit, sure.
Yeah, it's kind of bothering you and stuff. Let's call it maybe like a beef.
Beef of the week.
Well, that's right, Jay. I've got my beef for this week is, as you know, I'm a member of several pay boards, and I get on there a lot of times during the game. You know, they run a running blog during the game, and you know, it's just amazing to me, some Auburn folks that, the opposing team will get like a first down, and these guys are already saying season's over, let's call them in off the field, let's go. Exactly. Honestly, and I know I'm a glass half full guy, a sunshine pumper, if you will. I'm unabashed. I mean, I just think that you have faith in the people that's, you know, leading your team. I mean, if you don't have faith in folks in Gus Malzahn by now, just kind of rewind to the 3-9 season. I mean, in 1 year, Jay, we go from no wins in the conference to the SEC champions. So I just don't have a lot of patience for folks. And then this other thing about getting on Nick Marshall. I mean, Nick Marshall can't throw. He can't, you know, the passes are blocked. Well, I mean, folks, there's a reason why, and I'm talking about not my faithful AU fans, listeners, who are a much higher Auburn IQ than these guys on the board, on these boards. But, you know, they talk about this and that. I mean, there's a reason you're not coaching. You don't know anything about football.
That would tend to hamper the effort.
Yeah. Exactly. So, I mean, like a lot of these, like when passes get knocked down, that's often just as much, if more so, the lineman's lack of technique. I mean, there's especially on those passes, you know, Thursday pass with Nick was, you know, first half especially. He takes short drops. I mean, offensive linemen are taught to kind of attack the defensive linemen lower waist and down so that the defensive linemen have to drop their hands to keep themselves from falling.
So they're not batting at the ball.
Exactly.
Across.
So I got it. And then, you know, if you looked at how many drops that Nick had, if all those balls are completed, I mean, balls right in folks' hands.
Yeah.
There would have been a couple of touchdowns amongst those. So. Yeah, is Nick throwing it like Johnny Unitas in his prime? And no, but he runs that offense as good as anybody has run an offense in a long, long time at Auburn. So, I'm just a little fatigued. So, what I want my faithful AU fans, listeners, to do out there is if you run across a negative Auburn person. Well, I'm not advocating violence, am I, Jay?
No violence. You know,
don't grab somebody around the corner and shove them into the wall. But
a good chastising might help.
I think that's what I'm talking about, Jay. Then that's really my beef of the week.
Yeah, I almost want to play that again.
Beef of the week.
That's just a little over the top.
I like that. Folks, this is the kind of quality entertainment you're getting right here with AUFans.com, right. Talking Tigers football. And stay with us because we're promising you more of that high-tech quality stuff from my partner, Jay Webb, voice of jweb.com, ladies and gentlemen. that's what I'm saying. And so, I mean, you know, let's get out and let's promote this thing.
Yeah, man.
I mean, ask themselves this question. How much did it cost to join AU Fans Network? This family of ours. It's a family.
It's a great family.
And see, so go out and I'm not telling you to sell soap to your neighbor.
Get some. All you have to do is subscribe and then tell your friends. And they'll tell two friends. And then they'll tell two friends and so on and all that kind of stuff. So what we want you to do is we want you to go to the website. You're probably there right now listening to this, right? Of course you are. So in that little box that says subscribe, all you got to do is just put your email address in there. And I wouldn't say put your friend's email address in there. Let them do that. Okay. So, and then what will happen is every week when you get, every week when we put out a new podcast, you'll get it, a link to it in your email. And then also right there near that box is a beautiful little graphic that says, ask an AUFans.com expert. We're not talking about me. That is Stan Stevens. He is the expert. So,
thank you.
And I want you to just challenge this guy. He's got a lot of expert knowledge that needs to get out of his brain. You know, it needs to spill out somewhere. So what we need you to do is throw your question in there, and we'll answer it on the air for you. We'd love to do that. All right? So challenge Stan on that. Make sure you subscribe. And then I got one more shout-out kind of thing I wanted to do. I sort of bungled this last week. We've got some friends, Bill and Chet, over at DixieFootballFanatics.com. I forgot to say .com last time I was talking about them. But I want to make sure that you guys go out and take a look at their website and listen to their podcast. They've got some great stuff going on. So, yeah, definitely go make sure that you log on to DixieFootballFanatics.com, and you'll find Bill and Chet right there. And I guess that is it for us, Stan.
Okay, Jay. Well, another great show, another great win, and that's where this show starts. Jay is with a big Tiger victory, and let's go get the Bulldogs La Tech.
Yeah.
And
all right.
Join us next week. Yeah. Hey, and War Eagle, Jay.
All right. You hear that music in the background? Yeah, that's from our friends Set for Life. That's a great band, four-member band. They're doing 80s stuff.
And they're actually from the 80s. They actually were around in the 80s, putting out some great hits like this. And this one's called America. And we're going to end our show with Set for Life. And if you want to check them out, you can go to Google. You can check them out on Facebook. And you're looking for Set for Life. That's the word set, the number four, and then the word life, Set for Life. So go check them out. And that's it for us on Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay. So y'all have a good week. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
You've been listening to Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay, with your hosts, Stan Stevens and Jay Webb. This has been a production of AUFans.com in association with Webb and Stevens Unlimited Media. Thank you for listening, and War Eagle!